Enchanted Forest. A bit back, Mr. T was having a rough evening with breathing and seeing, though without the noises and sensations that indicate congestion. You know the ones I mean, right? Squidgy, ineffectual, gurgling sounds as you attempt to inhale, making you wonder if a portal to the elemental plane of goo has opened up in your sinuses. We both have them, but his seasonal allergies are a thing for the books. Mine have gotten worse over time, which seems to be a common issue due to that whole climate change thing people argue about. But his started out in a more obnoxious place. He's told me stories about the Heimlich having to be used on him as a child, as well as waking up in the morning with his eyes sealed shut. Needless to say, there are days when he needs more help than his standard medications offer. On this particular evening, we were not certain if it was all allergies, or if he had somehow managed to pick up something awful from the petri dish of a call center where he works. Call centers are actually worse than kindergartens and multi-class school field trips. After some consideration, I decided to try combining peppermint and elderberry with our basic black tea. I love our more specialized teas, but for something intended to be more workaday, I tend to reach for the more basic ones. I had hopes it would be tasty, as well as helping with sinus clearing, and elderberry is one of my standard additions for colds and flu. The elderberry and peppermint worked together even better than I'd hoped, and Mr. T concurred that the test cup was one that should become one of our actual teas. When considering a name, my mind conjured images of older, darker forests from literature. Fangorn, the Iced Forest in Narnia, so many iterations of the Eld in fantasy and fiction. However, I couldn't settle on a particular world or name myself. I put forth my basic thoughts into the Twitterverse, and there was some brainstorming for options, some dealing with the idea of that sort of forest, and some tangenting off in other directions. I was reminded of Miravor, and did a book and net dive to see if I could find out what it was supposed to taste like. What little data I found didn't seem to fit this tea. I scribbled the best of the name options down on a sheet of paper, attached it to the in-progress recipe card, and it promptly got lost in the piles of ongoing paperwork. The recent flood of tea ideas and work unearthed it as a side effect, and Mr. T and I had several conversations over the course of a week or so, trying to nail down what the name should be. We decided on Enchanted Forest, both because it suited the initial idea and flavor set, and because it provokes pleasant memories for me. Enchanted Forest is also the name of a theme park that I went to as a child, a place of fairy tale characters and settings, where you could wander through and see things like Snow White and the Dwarves, or settle into Cinderella's carriage pumpkin and imagine it in motion. Physical representations of so many stories. I loved it, and cherish the memories. Now for the basics. Enchanted Forest contains fair trade black tea, dried elderberries, and peppermint. All three are organic. A batch weighs in at 3 ounces, making approximately 25 to 30 servings of tea. It can be purchased as loose tea, or we can make it into tea bags for you. For loose tea, you have the option of a 5-cup sample, or a full batch in a bag or tin. For tea bags, you can purchase a single tea bag, a 5-tea bag sample, or a full batch in a bag. It is available in both our personal shop and our Etsy store.